Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, a Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power, and we may say unto him, what doest thou?
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve. Waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth for weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come
rejoicing. This evening, this edition of the Word of the King, going to discuss lessons for life from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, starting in verse 19. I will now proceed to read down through the rest of the chapter, St. Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 19. When the whole multitude sought to touch him, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. He lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed be ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed be ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, shall approach you, cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, leap for joy. Behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Woe unto you that are rich, ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, and ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, and ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. So did their fathers to the false prophets. I say unto you with cheer, love your enemies, be good to them, and teach you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, bid not take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, be ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them, which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? Sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. love to your enemy, and do good, and lend, looking for nothing again. And your reward should be great, and you should be the children of the highest. He is kind unto the unthankful and the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together. Run over, shall men give into your bosom. With the same measure that you meet with all, will be measured to you again. And he spake parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall I not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect should be as his master. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? For how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, but thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doeth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. Good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. From the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will shew you to him he is like. He is like a man which built a house, and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock, when the flood arose, stream beat vehemently upon that house, did not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And he that heareth and doeth not, like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth against which the tree did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. St. Luke chapter 6, verses 19 through 49, the end of the chapter. Going back here to verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, to be on Jesus Christ, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Stop to consider here how the Lord Jesus Christ, just by touching him through stripes, we are healed. These souls whom we read here in verse 19, Luke 6, were healed. As virtue went out of him. Verse 20, he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Dear listener, do you see yourself tonight as poor? I'm not talking material. I'm talking spiritual. Can you honestly and sincerely say from the bottom of your heart that you know your sufficiency? Your sufficiency is of God, God alone. That you in and of yourself have no good thing to honor, to offer God. All the sin and comes short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good, no not one. There is none righteous, no not one. You must see all of your righteousness, the best that you can do, filthy rags. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Once you see yourself as for spiritually. No good thing to offer. God. God, who is good, give you his righteousness, his riches, his kingdom, eternal blessings reserved in heaven, to fade not away, and through his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 21, blessed are you that hunger now, for you should be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you to laugh. Blessed are you that hunger now. Again, spiritually. You truly hunger to know the living God, the manna, which was sent down from the Father to earth, the person of the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. If so, he is willing to fill you. These are lessons for life. St. John chapter 6, we read, Lord Jesus Christ, Clary, verse 56, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, I in him. Verse 57, the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Verse 58, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Yes, you hunger for that bread of life. Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that heavenly manna, sent down from the living Father. He is willing to fill you if you would only by faith partake in him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, poor, with nothing good to offer God, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:8-9. We are told, Revelation 21, verse 8, fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars from their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And even after one is born again, even after one becomes a Christian, dear listener, you and I, who are saved, you and I who are Christians on a regular basis, must present ourselves for saved, Lord of heaven and earth, as needy him to daily strengthen us and enable us to fight the good fight of faith in this present evil world. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. I'm reminded, Psalm 126. Psalm 126. We read of weeping, and we read of laughter. As I consider that theme song, bringing in the sheep, Psalm 126, we see weeping and we see laughter. captivity of Zion. We were like them in a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. And said they among the heathen, Lord hath done great things for them. Lord hath done great things for us, where we are glad. For again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, and it's so in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, of doubtless coming in with rejoicing, bringing his sheath with him. Blessed be ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Verse 22 of St. Luke 6. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you. Their company shall reproach you, cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Verse 23, rejoice ye in that day and weep for joy. No, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers and prophets. I myself am reminded of Peter's one letter. Second Peter. Second Peter. Chapter 1 speaks, verse 19, of how we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereas ye do well to take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, till the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Verse 20, knowing this first that no prophecy, the scriptures of any private interpretation. This more sure word of prophecy declares, chapter 4 of 1 Peter, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Verse 2, he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh of the lusts of men to the will of God. Jump down a number of verses to verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, though some strange thing happened unto you. Again, verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you, so some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. When his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Verse 14 of 1 Peter 4, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on his behalf. Again, St. Luke 6, 22-23. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, shall approach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. Behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. We're exhorted also Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You say you are a Christian. You know what it means to suffer? You know what it means to suffer for Jesus Christ, for his name's sake? You know what it means to die daily? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life? It's a continual process, my friend. It's a continual process living in this present evil world. Word of God declares, verse 24, says Luke 6, woe unto you that are rich, ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are rich, ye have received your consolation. Lord willing, next edition. The Word of the King, Lessons for Life, Part 2, we are going to continue starting with these very words of the Lord Jesus when he says, verse 24 of St. Luke 6, woe unto you that are rich, we have received your consolation. As I would conclude this, edition part one of Lessons for Life, I would ask you again, dear listener, have you come to see yourself as truly poor, spiritually, poor, poor? God of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because again, until you come to see yourself and acknowledge yourself as you are, poor God, poor, having no good thing to offer him, even if there is no good thing dwelling in your flesh, that sinful nature you inherited from Adam. We're told in Romans 5:12, wherefore by one man, sin entered into the world of death by sin. So death passed upon all men, all of sin. We're told another point in Romans 5, therefore as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So you come to see yourself as fallen, sinful, poor, no good thing to offer God. You cannot know the blessing of partaking in his kingdom by way of the new birth. Jesus made it clear in St. John 3, except the man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. You didn't do anything, you couldn't do anything. Get born into your physical family. That was all the work of someone else. That was all the travailing of someone else. Likewise, you don't do anything. You can't do anything to get born into God's family. It's all the work. It's all the travail of someone else. Jesus said, St. John 6, this is the work of God. We don't even have to say it. Yes, it's the work of God. By grace, be you saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5 declares, it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us from the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. In the next edition of the Word of the King, we're going to look at a rich man that Jesus spoke of, St. Luke 16, who had his consolation in this life. Oh, but when he breathed his last breath, there was no consolation. There was no consolation. Make sure you're listening. You have the consolation of God within you, and in by faith in Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High. Blessed when you breathe your last breath, you lift up your eyes in hell with no consolation.
The Word of God declares, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Word of God declares that by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in God's sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, the Word of God declares, first of the Ten Commandments. Who, what is your God this day, sinner? The Word of God declares, first and greatest commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy mind, with all thy strength. You have failed. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second commandment is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Have you always done unto others as you would do or have done unto you? No. You've not always done unto others as you would have them do unto you. Nor have you always loved the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Ye must be born again. For it is written, but God commendeth his love toward us. Well, thank God for the good news, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For the wages of sin is death. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall depart in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Ah, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Receive his gift by faith today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. God manifest in the flesh, he rose from the dead. He's coming again, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Call upon him today.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for cursed. Ye everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, venial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone, for by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Till next time, God bless you and yours.